Chapter 9. Later, when Jake is back home from work, she talks to him about it. "So, Kate turned up in the middle of the day while I was in the study," she says, as he's unpacking his briefcase. One of those black fabric expandable ones that contains his laptop and multiple chargers and, sometimes, dampened gym clothes scrunched up in a separate pocket. "Oh, that's nice." He is distracted, and she has to talk to his back as he moves around the room, taking off his jacket and loosening his tie before dropping down onto the sofa. Almost instantly, he starts scrolling through his phone.
Yeah, it was a bit unexpected, actually. It totally messed up my concentration.
He looks at her, surprised.
"I'm sorry,"
he says, his phone still in his hands, but lowered now, its screen black. She waits, her silence pointed. Jake shifts in his seat.
That shouldn't happen, he says. "This is your home. You need to be able to work undisturbed. I'll have a word with her."
"No, don't," Marissa says. She doesn't want Kate to know they have discussed her. "I'm probably making too big a deal of it. I guess what with the hormones and stuff. Well, maybe I'm losing perspective."
"Yes. How are you feeling, Marissa?"
"I'm fine. All going well down there." She glances at her stomach, which still lies flat against the waistband of her tracksuit bottoms.
"I'm glad to hear it," he says, returning to his phone.
She is losing his attention. "Can I ask you something?"
"Hmm,"
Jake says, not lifting his head.
"Is it just me, or is Kate a bit..."
She searches for the right word, one that will be accurate and yet not too critical, because she knows that Jake hates bitchiness and that she has to pitch her sentence carefully.
"Needy?"
At this, he drops the phone onto the sofa cushions, stares at her, and crosses his arms. A crinkle appears just above the bridge of his nose. He pauses before answering.
"What makes you say that?"
His voice is cool, and Marissa immediately knows she has misjudged it. Once, she had asked him what he'd most disliked about his work, and he had replied, without having to think about it, "Office gossip." She had taken a mental note at the time, reminding herself not to say anything to him that could be construed in the same vein.
"Something she said earlier,"
Marissa says, trying to sound non-judgmental and calm.
"It was like she was trying to get in my head, asking me all this stuff about how it felt being pregnant, and it was just..."
"Yes?"
He is sharp now.
Maybe I misread it."
She backs down wordlessly.
"You probably did," he says now. "Like you said, hormones do crazy things."
That wasn't quite what I said, Marissa thinks to herself. But to Jake, she simply nods. His mouth is a flat line.